Welcome to Easton News. This is Abby Kitchenham.
And Jack Ryan. Today is March 17th, 2023.
The Foundry Street and Norton Avenue water replacement project has begun and will continue through spring of 2023. Work involves replacing the existing water mains in the area of Norton Avenue, Foundry Street, and Old Foundry Street. Work will begin on Foundry Street from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., Monday through Friday, weather permitting. Two lanes of traffic will be maintained where possible, but residents and motorists should be prepared for intermittent lane closures during working hours. If you have any questions, please contact the DPW at 508-230-0800.
Need some help with math? Pequi Low, an Oliver Ames High School student, is offering a tutoring service in math students for grade 5 through 9 at the new Quest House in the library room. From now to May 30th, he has some open half-hour sessions available. To book a session, go to amesfreelibrary.org under events to book your time and be able to add 1+1 in no time.
Night hikes are back at Sheep Pasture. On Thursday, March 23rd, join educators after hours as we discover nature in a whole new way. Programs have limited space and supplies, so be sure to register in advance. All hikes are slowly paced on relatively level trails. Be sure to bring your flashlights, good walking shoes, water, and anything else you may need during this 1.5 hour excursion. Programs are for all ages, and you can register at the NRT of Easton.org.
The town of Easton will be having their own Easter egg hunt on April 1st. Kids ages 2 to 8 are welcome, and the cost to join is $3. There will be two sections, one for the younger kids and one for the older kids. Bring your baskets for carrying eggs and be ready for a special visit from ECAT because we will be there to film the event. No, we're not the special visitor, but the town was able to get the Easter Bunny to come to join all the fun. The event will be held at Keach Park, that's 49 Chestnut Street in North Easton.
The Friends of Ames Free Library is a nonprofit organization integral to promoting supporting library activities and programs, and purchased items not included in the library's budget. They have book sales several times a year and participate in other library-related events. The Friends Book Sale Room at Creasett House gladly accepts donations of good quality books every Saturday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Due to lack of space limitations, they can only accept 25 books per donor.
On April 6th, join the Creasett House Board Games Club and be bored out of your mind. Roll dice, draw claws, take damage, and immerse yourself in so many fun board and tabletop games. The club is for players of any level of experience, ages 12 and up, from 5:30 to 6:30 on the first floor of the Creasett House.
Easton Youth Field Hockey Association and Easton Recreation Department are teaming up to bring even more youth field hockey to this great town. The former OA coach, Sharon Lawrence, along with many other coaches, will be leading a spring skills program for kids grades 8 through K. It starts on April 27th and goes through June 15th every Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. No experience is required, but mouth guards, goggles, shin guards, and sticks are. Some spare sticks may be available. It all takes place at the Muscata Stadium at OA and costs is $80. For more information, email programs at easton.ma.us or call 508-230-0690.
The Easton Fire Department and the Police Department are joining forces. They conducted a training session at the Old Center School building on March 14th, and they will be training together again on March 21st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. The training will take place on Depot Street, and residents will notice a large police and fire presence in the area. They might hear loud noises throughout the duration of the training. Residents should know that there is no danger or cause for concern.
Co-ed T-Ball is excited to announce that the 2023 T-Ball season is quickly approaching. This program is for all children born between May 1st, 2017 and April 30th, 2019, ages 4 to 6. The T-Ball season runs from late April to mid-June. Games start between 5 to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. There are usually 1 to 2 games per week, depending on the schedule. The cost of this program is $85 per child. If you're interested in coaching, please email us at programs@easton.ma.us. No experience is needed. Registration is February 13th through April 7th.
Are you a total newcomer to the world of knitting? Enjoy Auntie Zaza's one-hour class in skill-building activities, casting on, binding off, picking up drop stitches, and more. This class is great for the first-time knitter and individual seeking basic instruction. The cost is $15 for a one-hour class. The class will take place on the second Saturday of each month from 2 to 3 o'clock. Auntie Zaza's is located at 104 Main Street in North Easton.
The TCS Shoveltown 5K run will be on March 26th at 9 a.m. at Richardson Olmsted School. The post-race party starts at 11:30 at Shoveltown Brewery with music by Dave Spagot. The top three men and women will be awarded the TSC Shoveltown Medal. It is $30 to register in advance and $35 to register on race day. Learn more at tscshoveltownrun.com.
Easton Town Administration invites you to participate in the Easton Citizens Academy. This academy allows residents to learn more about the town government through a variety of classes and interactive activities. Please visit easton.ma.us/citizensacademy for more information.
Paint Night at the APCSM. Channel your inner artist at Paint Night. On Saturday, April 29th from 4 to 6 p.m., local artist Julia Gazzara will be guiding you through a painting, A Beautiful Nightscape. All painting supplies will be provided. Bring your own snacks.
The Massachusetts Partnership for Diversity in Education is having a career fair day, Saturday, March 18th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It will be held at the Cambridge Street Upper School, located at 850 Cambridge Street, Cambridge, Massachusetts. 47 school districts will be represented. To register, please visit www.bit.ly/mdpe-fair-spr23. You can also sign up for a prep session.
Join the fun with Oliver Ames Music Department as they present the iconic musical, Footloose. Based on the beloved movie, the Oliver Ames students will perform this Oscar and Tony-nominated top 40 score and with dynamic new songs. Footloose celebrates the wisdom of listening to young people while guiding them with a warm heart and open mind. Performances are Friday, March 17th and 18th at 7:30 p.m. and March 19th at 2 p.m. at Oliver Ames. For tickets, go to oliverames.getmytick.net. Our Man on the Street reporter, Wyatt Fain, stopped by a rehearsal to get all the info on the musical.
The Oliver Ames Musical Department is gearing up for its annual show. This year, they are putting on a production of Footloose. These performances have always been extremely popular among locals. I went behind the scenes during one of their rehearsals and talked to the actors and crew.
My role in the musical is the head of props in the tech crew, so my job is to just handle and make sure all the props get to where they need to go and make sure everyone has their props. And I also just help moving sets and things backstage as part of the stage crew.
I play Ren McCormick, a city kid from Chicago who loves to get jiggy and loves to dance and party. And he loves falling in love with girls that he just met.
I play Willard Hewitt. He's best friends with Ren, the main character.
I signed up for the musical because I wanted to be part of the musical, but I didn't really have time to actually be part of the cast of the musical. So I like being a part of the actual experience, and we have fun.
The reason I joined the musical is because I'm involved in the music departments, and I saw the last couple of shows, and I really enjoyed them.
I signed up because my friends peer pressured me into doing it. I thought musical was stupid, and so they finally convinced me to do it my junior year, and I've loved it ever since.
It was senior year, so I was like, oh, why not? It'll be fun.
My favorite song is Mama Says because it always has like an awesome vibe, and I'm always backstage for it, and so I can hear it, and we always like dance and lip sync to it because it's just so much fun.
I like to play Footloose because it's a lot of fun to play on the drums, and it's also a great song in general.
My favorite song is Listening to Be Silent, and I just love the sound of it, and it has a really good message.
My favorite scene is probably the scene For Somebody's Eyes. It's just very like mysterious and fun, and I just really enjoy watching it.
You can come see Footloose the Musical at Oliver Ames High School, March 17th, 18th, and 19th. Reporting for Easton News, I'm Wyatt Fain.
After the break, find out how to enjoy the full moon.
And when we come back, learn how to dance and watch out for falling golf balls. This is Easton News. We'll be right back.
Don't have time to sit down and watch ECAT programs? Don't worry, ECAT has got you covered. That's right, ECAT has
podcasts.
Yes. ECAT Podcast Channel has your favorite shows that you could listen to. Whether you want to chill and listen to the Ron Van Dam Show and hear him talk about what's bothering him that day, or the show hosted by local legends Stephanie Weinstein and Meredith Keech, where they talk about anything and everything, or take a listen to the weekly news hosted by Jack Ryan and Abby Kitchenham. Stay tuned in with Tiger Talk hosted by Oliver Ames students. Community Forum is where their host Priscilla talks about all things Easton. Easton residents can also find government meetings about various topics. You can find the podcast on Podbean and all your favorite podcast platforms. Just by searching ECAT or the ECAT podcast, you can find it all. The ECAT podcast channel is powered by Podbean, so either in the car ride or walking around town, you can always catch what's going on with ECAT. Happy listening!
There's a storm.
Join me, Priscilla Almquist-Olsen, to explore the town of Easton and its interesting, engaging, ordinary, and extraordinary people, and meet a smorgasbord of guests, including artists, authors, musicians, business owners, community organizations, clergy, local leaders, etc., etc., etc. Community Forum at 3 p.m. on Thursdays and 1:30 p.m. on Saturdays. See you then.
The Are You OK? Free telephone calling service provides peace of mind for both the individual and their family. The program provides reliable daily phone assurance and the security a person may need to maintain their independence. The program is designed for senior disabled persons and shut-ins living in Bristol County. The Bristol County Sheriff's Department will make a telephone call to an individual's home at approximately the same time each day. If no one answers, the Sheriff's Department will call back shortly. If no one answers the second time, the police department will be called immediately to check on the individual's status. Enroll at 508-994-8932 or toll free at 888-809-8932.
Frothingham Hall will once again be hosting AARP tax preparation on Tuesdays and Thursdays between February 7th and April 13th. The guidelines are for serving low to moderate income taxpayers who cannot afford to pay professional tax preparers. Appointments are on a first-come, first-served basis. Once appointment times and dates are filled, no additional appointments will be added. This year, you will meet with a preparer for the duration of your appointment, not drop off like last year. Lastly, as a reminder, these appointments are limited and do book up very quickly. To book your appointment, please call 508-230-0690, extension 1.
Could you use some additional help this year paying for heating, fuel, transportation, or food costs? At the annual town meeting in 2020, residents voted to adopt a local option under MGL Chapter 60, Section 3F to establish a Veterans Assistance Fund. This fund, known as a SERV fund, can provide eligible veterans or surviving spouses up to $1,400 per year depending on fund availability at the time of application. As part of the rollout of the SERV fund, the town is directing $100,000 of American Rescue Plan Act funding to immediately provide assistance to qualifying veterans and families. This support comes in addition to $150,000 of ARPA funds directed towards the Taxation Aid Committee Fund as part of the town's broader ongoing efforts to provide direct financial assistance to residents in need. Eligibility criteria is 80% of the area and median income guidelines. Easton residency and proof of veteran status is required. For more information on this and many other ways the Easton Department of Health and Community Service supports our community, please visit the Town of Easton Health and Community Service webpage. Applications are also available at Frothingham Hall, 15 Barrow Street. If you would like to donate to this fund, please make checks payable to the Town of Easton SERV Fund.
Join the Borderland Park staff for a 3-mile guided moonlit walk along the Pond Walk Trail. Take several stops along the route to look at and enjoy the moon. There will be 3 different paced hikes offered. The park will only be open for the evenings of these programs. Please bring appropriate footwear, a flashlight, bug spray, and dress for the weather. You must arrive by the start time. For times and dates, and also to ensure that hiking is happening, or for more information, please call Borderland at 508-238-6566.
Open burning season began January 15th and runs until May 1st. A permit is required to open burn in compliance with Massachusetts law. Easton residents can apply for open burning permits online. To submit an application, your name, street address, and phone number are required. Residents must request authorization for a residential burn on each day they wish to burn. residents are asked not to call the department's administrative offices to request a burn. All requests must be made online.
Violations of the permit requirements, open burning law, and/or open burning regulations will be grounds for permit revocation. According to Massachusetts law, anyone found burning without a permit is subject to criminal charges, the punishment for which is a fine of up to $500 plus the cost of suppression or imprisonment for up to 1 month or both. Burning must be done between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. from January 15th to May 1st, at least 75 feet away from all dwellings and as close as possible to the source of the material being burned. Residents are allowed to burn brush, cane, driftwood, forestry debris, agricultural materials, raspberry stalks, infective beehives for disease control, trees and brush from agricultural and land clearings, and fungus-infected elmwood if no other acceptable means of disposal is available. Residents may not burn leaves, brush, trees, cane, or driftwood from commercial or industrial land clearing, grass, hay, leaves, stumps, tires, construction materials, or demolition debris, or household trash.
You can help prevent wildland fires by burning early in the season. Wet and snowy winter conditions help hinder the rapid spread of fire on or under the ground. Changing weather conditions and increased fire danger in spring can lead to many days when open burning is not allowed. April is usually the worst month for brush fires, when snow recedes but before the new growth emerges. Last year's dead grass, leaves, and wood are dangerous tinder. Winds are also tend to be strong and unpredictable in April. For more information on open burning in Massachusetts, visit mass.gov.
Do you know how to help your pet in an emergency? APCSM will be offering a pet CPR and first aid course. This course provides a hands-on skills practice, no boring slides or videos, with real-world approaches to pet emergency care. The training features focus on a hands-on skill practice to ensure understanding, proficiency, and retention of the life-saving skills taught. Experience the difference of being taught by an instructor with 30-plus years of field experience in pre-hospital emergency medical care, both administering and teaching these life-saving skills in an emergency. There is no substitute for real-world experience. The course happens on May 21st at 10 a.m. and costs $55. Now, it's time for the APCSM Pet of the Week. We have a pet that needs its forever home. This week's pet is Joey and Phoebe. And we have Katie from the APCSM to introduce the Pet of the Week to us. Take it away, Katie.
Hi, I'm Katie from the Animal Protection Center, and today we have Phoebe and Joey. These cats are bonded, so they do need to stay together. They are both 4 years old, spayed and neutered, up to date on all their vaccines. They are super, super sweet cats. They're gorgeous. They are this pretty gray and white color. They look identical, so it's definitely hard to tell them apart. But they are just super friendly. They love people. They'll come and greet you every time you walk through the door. So if you are interested in adopting this pair of cuties, please fill out an adoption application on our website at apcsm.org.
The celebration of Easton, an online charity auction, is being held on Saturday, May 13th by the Easton Lions Club. The Easton Lion Club annually honors a local group that contributes to the quality of the town of Easton. This year, they are honoring our local veterans. The event runs from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Stonehill College Shield Science Center. Tickets are $55 and can be purchased at the eastonlions.org/celebration. And to bid on the auction, you can go to eastonlionclubs.org/auction.
Easton Youth Soccer is accepting registrations for pre-K ages 3.5 and up through grade 2 children for spring clinics, as well as grades 1 to 3 for Shoveltown Training Academy. Registration is due by Saturday, March 25th. Effective Sunday, March 26th, there is a $15 late registration fee.
The Ames Free Library is holding an event to create ice cream cones with yarn and paper. While it may not exactly be ice cream social weather outside, kids can use their imaginations. Recreate this classic summer treat with yarn, pom-poms, and paper cones. Then hang them up inside while we dream of warmer weather. Kids ages 8 through 12 are invited to register here. Creating pom-poms requires careful attention to detail. Parents, please be prepared to lend your child a helping hand or two if needed.
Before drifting off to Dreamland, make a cozy little detour at the library at 6:30 p.m. on the fourth Monday of every month. Join Miss Alicia for pajama story time. This event includes books, rhymes, and lullabies to help wind down your evening. Pajama story time will last about 30 minutes, ending with a seasonal mindfulness exercise. This program is designed to engage children of various ages. Families with children of any age are welcome to attend. Pajamas and stuffed animals are encouraged, but not required.
If you love beading, or if you're interested in a meditative act of creation, head on over to the library's beaders group. Their goal is to have endless fun while learning new techniques and sharing tips and resources. Classes normally take place on the third Monday of every month from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Queset House.
The Ames Free Library has a Zoom Writers Group. The Zoom Writing Group is a friendly group of new and experienced adult writers of all genres. They meet twice a month on the second and fourth Monday of every month from 3 to 4:30 p.m. to discuss writing, read what they are working on, and give each other support and feedback. Each meeting, they have a 15-minute free write based on a prompt and a short discussion on some element of writing. To find out how to join our next Zoom writing meeting, contact Beverly at beverly.post@comcast.net.
Get your dancing shoes ready for Wednesday nights, April 5th, 19th, May 3rd, 17th, and 31st at Frothingham Hall. Ballroom dancing lessons with Steve Cavanaugh. Classes are 10 to 20 minutes in length. No partner is needed. The cost of the class is $50. To register, go to the link below and in the search bar type health and community service.
The Easton Lions has figured out what's wrong with your golf game, and it's gravity. So make gravity your friend. The Lions Club will be holding their great golf ball drop. $5 a ball, closest or furthest to the pin wins. So join the fun on April 8th at the Oliver Ames High School ball field, noon to 2 p.m. To purchase a ticket, go to eastonlions.org/golf-ball-drop. All balls are numbered, buy now, or at the event 5 minutes before the start time.
The Ames Free Library Wiggle Worms meets every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. Best for mobile toddlers, Wiggle Worms features songs, rhymes, and a story or two to keep the little ones engaged. This program is held by Miss Alicia and runs for about 30 minutes. No registration is required, and all families are welcome. To keep us comfy and warm, Wiggle Worms will meet in the children's room throughout the winter. Come spring, they will be moving back outside to the garden on sunny days. Please contact kids at amesfreelibrary.org with any questions or concerns.
The Ames Free Library has a Dungeons & Dragons Club. Teens, do you want to learn how to play Dungeons & Dragons? Do you want to make new friends and have lots of fun? Well, join Dungeon Master Clarence from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. every other Tuesday. All you need to bring is a notebook or some paper, a pen or a pencil, a set of dice, and your imagination. No registration is required.
Jack went over to the APCSM for a fun night and to see how they really try to raise money for the facility.
That's right. They had a fundraising event. I went down there to get all the info and to see how they try to help the animals get their forever home. This past Friday, the APCSM held their book sale and pizza night. With donations from staff, volunteers, and helpful citizens, the Animal Protection Center was able to fill two entire rooms with donated books for customers to peruse. All sales were donation-based, with customers paying however much they were willing to donate, and all proceeds went directly to the care and well-being of the animals. Langwater Farm was there, offering fresh wood-fire pizza for all to enjoy. After exploring the towers of books and scarfing down some hot pizza, guests were invited to meet some furry friends the APCSM currently has up for adoption. The book sale continued the following Saturday and Sunday and raised a substantial amount of money thanks to all the generous donors. Stay tuned for the next fundraising event hosted by the APCSM.
Your 7-day forecast is still ahead.
The dads out there need to break out those running shoes for an event that they would be happy to do. You're watching Easton News.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Weinstein.
And I'm Meredith Keach.
And we're realtors.
With Coble Banker in Easton.
And wannabe movie stars.
Pretty much. Yep. I'd actually prefer to be a rock star.
Well, yeah.
Do not hit the market. Is not crashing.
It smells of stardom.
Yep. It does smell like stardom in here.
But it's very important as you age to have women friends, because women are always your support system.
The Hockomock Film Festival is open for submissions. This high school film festival is open to any students residing or attending school in the Hockomock League. A competition-based film festival, the Hockomock Film Festival, encourages students to be creative, have fun, and work collaboratively while creating unique films. The Hockomock Film Festival was originally founded in 2002 as the Easton Film Festival. The founders recognized that there was a broader opportunity and reconstituted it to include 13 neighboring towns of the Hockomock League. These towns are Canton, Easton, Foxborough, Franklin, Mansfield, Milford, Norfolk, North Attleboro, Plainville, Sharon, Stoughton, Taunton, and Wrentham.
Festival categories include drama, documentary, and PSA. Submissions to the festival are due May 19th, and an award ceremony will be held June 9th. The Hockomock Film Festival is an Easton Community Access television production and is supported in part of a grant from the Canton, Stoughton, Sharon, Franklin, and Mansfield Cultural Councils, local agencies which are supported by the Mass Cultural Council, a state agency.
Now we send it to Adam Carrero for the upcoming 7-day weather forecast.
Welcome to ECAT Weekly Forecast. The luck of the Irish comes our way on Friday to help us recover from that nor'easter. Wind dies down and clearing happens. But come Saturday, we have some rain showers in the morning, but warmer temps. Cool breeze for the second half of the weekend, but still clear. With the first day of spring on Monday, milder weather comes near 50 degrees and stays that way for most of the week, with sun and high temps. Rain might come back towards the end of next week, but we have to wait and see. In the meantime, it's time to enjoy the sun and mild temps for the spring to enter. I'm Adam Crow. This has been your weekly forecast.
Did you know that the Ames Free Library has a new book club for adults? Each month they read a different children's book. It's called Young at Heart. Their first discussion was Wednesday, February 22nd. They discussed The Miraculous Journey of Edward Tulane by Kate DiCamillo.
The Garden Club will have a spring flower arrangement workshop. Join them as they demonstrate and assist you in making a delightful spring arrangement. Once you've finished, you can take home your creation to enjoy. If you have clippers, you are asked to bring them. Gloves are optional. This event will be held on Wednesday, April 5th from 1 to 2 p.m. The class is limited to 20 participants, so be sure to call Frothingham Hall at 508-230-0690 by the end of March to sign up.
The Easton Children's Museum is celebrating the 27th Father's Day Road Race and Family Fun Walk on Sunday, June 18th, starting at 9 a.m. Participants can take a run or a walk through the looping 5K course in the historic North Easton Village. The race will be held rain or shine, and the cost is $30 with a free t-shirt before May 26th or $35 the day of the race of the run. The 5K walk is $15 but does not include a t-shirt. Also, no shirts will be sold on race day. To register for the race, go to racewire.com.
Saturday, April 22nd, celebrate Earth Day at Sheep Pasture. They will be conducting a bio blitz, searching for as many species of plant, animal, and fungi as possible as we walk through the trails. This program is suitable for all ages, and families are encouraged to attend. Be sure to wear comfortable shoes and clothing, as we will be walking and moving around a lot. Water and snacks are also recommended. Admissions is $10 per family. Online pre-registration is available at nrtofeaston.org, and drop-ins are welcome. The address of the carriage house where it will start is 37R Main Street, North Easton.
Join the Children's Museum in Easton for Rainbow Art Mini Masterpiece class on March 25th from 1 to 2 p.m. During this class, artists will paint rainbow masterpieces on a tiny 4x4 canvas. The class is for ages 10 and older, limited to 9 people, and the cost is $8. Members get a 10% discount. Call 518-793-2773 to register, or go to wacm.ticketleap.com to reserve your spot.
On March 30th from 10:30 to 11:30, the Children's Museum in Easton will be holding a flower painting for preschoolers. Children will learn about the parts of a flower and make their own. This event is free with museum admission. Thank you for watching. This has been Abby Kitchenham. And how did the leprechaun fly to the moon?
And Jack Ryan, he got there in a sham rocket. Thank you for watching Easton News.